From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. U.S. military officials have acknowledged the U.S.-led coalition launched an airstrike that witnesses say killed more than 100 people during a battle to retake Mosul from Islamic State militants. The U.S. Central Command said on Saturday that a review determined that a U.S.-led coalition operation requested by the Iraqi government had struck Islamic State fighters and equipment at a location corresponding to allegations of civilian casualties. Lisa Grand is the UN humanitarian representative in Iraq.
Both the Iraqi military forces and the U.S.-led coalition have acknowledged that there was an airstrike and that there are possibly hundreds of casualties.
What happened in the incident March 17th in Mosul al-Jadida district is still unclear. Some residents say a coalition airstrike hit an explosive-laden truck, detonating a blast that collapsed buildings packed with families. Local rescue coordinators report that more than 250 people have been pulled from the rubble. The U.S. announcement came after the Iraqi government announced early Saturday that it would temporarily halt the battle to retake Mosul from Islamic State. Syrian and Russian warplanes pounded rebel targets across that country on Saturday, killing dozens of people, including inmates, at a rebel-held women's prison in Idlib. Monitors from the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said the prison dead included 16 prisoners and prison staff. Separately, monitors said government forces targeted rebel positions east of Damascus, where 16 people were killed and 50 others wounded. The government offensive comes as the two sides are involved in a fifth round of peace talks in Geneva, Switzerland. This is VOA News.